Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello and welcome to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. I'm glad you're stopping in and listening to this series. Today I'm talking to you about Chapter 6, which is High Impact Leadership. The subtitle is Leadership Starts With You, But It's Not About You. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But this is Part 6 of a 30-part series where I'm focusing on blue collar leadership and supervision. Unleash your team's potential. So when I'm saying leadership starts with you, but it's not about you, that's pure high impact leadership. Means I'm going to work on me and I'm going to develop me, but it's not about me, but it starts with me. I couldn't be teaching you the stuff I'm sharing with you. I couldn't write my books. I couldn't go get on stage and talk to people about leadership. I couldn't coach and mentor people if it wouldn't have started with me. But the thing is, I didn't do it for me. I did it really for other people so I could help them. And because I value that, it's for me. See how it gets a little bit complicated there, right? So as we talk about this high impact leadership stuff, and I have a book, 10 Values of High Impact Leaders, that you may like to go dive into as well if you really want to be leading at the next level. But all of my stuff's high impact leadership content. And that's what this book is for. Any formal authority leader at any level or anybody aspiring to be, this is what they need to know and learn, the fundamentals for sure. And I remember it wasn't too long ago, we were speaking to a group of business owners and managers, general managers of different type businesses. And you can just tell at one of the breaks, we were speaking for 4 hours, and in one of the breaks, I was having some side discussion, and you know, one of the owners of a company, he's like, "Man, this stuff's deep." He said, "We didn't really know what to expect when we came to the conference and knew you were going to speak, and we were just hoping you were going to tell us there was some kind of magic pill." Nope, there ain't no magic pill. The stuff I'm talking about on all of my podcast episodes, but specifically in this series, this is how you lead at a high level. There is no other way. Everybody wish there was another way, because this stuff's hard, because it's about growing and developing your character and valuing people and growing and developing people. It's hard. It's complicated. It takes time. The only other option is managing people. You don't need any training on how to manage people. You just flex your muscle and flex your authority and tell people what to do. Nobody needs training on that. Everybody does it naturally. This is the unnatural piece. And I can tell when we speak to people, and we speak all over the country. You can see it in the leaders' faces that they want leadership, but they don't want leadership. They want it to be something else. There is nothing else. These principles I'm teaching you and gazillions of others that are in other books and my other books and other authors' books, that's how you do it. It's hard. It's not easy. That's another reason, though. If you'll do the hard work, it's so easy to become exceptional. And most people want to work in the best companies, but the best companies live and breathe this stuff from top to bottom. And unless you're living and breathing it, they don't want you working there. So that's kind of the way it works. You got to begin with the end in mind. If you want to work in the best companies, you've got to learn to lead. When you go apply for a company, you need a sheet within your resume or your portfolio or multiple sheets. It's got a big long list of these books you've read and when you read them, and it'll separate you from the crowd. It'll show that you're investing in your own growth and development. You don't need them. But because of that, they're going to want you, and they're going to want to grow and develop you even more. So Darren Hardy says this: What stands between you and your goal is your behavior. What stands between you and your goal is your behavior. So when we talk about high impact leadership, you must act, and then you must influence others to act. That's how you get results. You got to be able to influence people to accomplish the mission. So you already have 100% control and influence over the hardest person you will ever lead on this planet. Yourself. Think about that. The hardest person you're ever going to lead, you have 100% control and influence over. And you know right now there's things you should have done, you could have done, you need to do, you should be doing. And you have 100% control and influence over yourself. And you still haven't done it. That's how hard it is to lead ourselves well. But I'm assuming you truly want to go to the next level and beyond. And there's lots of people listening to this. This podcast has been heard maybe by now in all 50 states. Last time that I knew for sure, it was listeners from 47 states, 61 countries. There's a lot of people listening. I don't know who all of you are. But remember, I mentioned early on, you don't have to be sick to get better. Do you want to get promoted? Then you must get better. Do you want to earn a bigger salary? Then you must get better. Do you want to have a better job in general? Then you must get better. Do you want to provide a better life for your family? Then you must get better. If you want to be more, do more, have more in any area of your life, you must get better. So I want to talk to you about character and competency. I touched on that in episode 111 relative to the five levels of leadership. And again, if you're just listening for the first time today, you need to jump back and definitely go to episode 111 and listen to my overview of the five levels of leadership from John Maxwell's book. Kind of sets everything else in perspective. But I want to talk to you a little bit about your character and your competency. So you always hear people say, you know, work on your weakness, work on your weakness. But I'm telling you, when it comes to competency, relative to your competency, develop your strengths, work on your strengths. And the reason I'm saying that is because that's where you're going to become exceptional. You're not going to become exceptional in the areas that you're weak in. Even if you work and put a lot of effort into that, you're still going to only be average. The reason they're your weaknesses is because you're weak in those areas. If you want to become exceptional relative to competency, develop your strengths. That's the only spot you can truly become exceptional. Put your energy into that. Now, if you work somewhere, you got to develop whatever competencies needed to work in that job and to get those results. That's what you have to do at work. But outside of work, if you want to grow and develop and live a life that you're really happy about doing the job every day, you need to be reading, studying, applying, doing whatever relative to your strengths. But even at work, try to maximize your strengths. Focus on them. Seek opportunities where you can leverage your strengths. That's where you're going to shine. But now let's talk about your weakness. You absolutely need to work on your weakness, but not relative to competency. Relative to character. Relative to character, work on your weakness. And the reason why, your character weakness is what's going to hold you back. Your competency strength is what's going to launch you like a rocket. So when you're working on your character weaknesses and improve those, and you're working on your competency strengths, that's really going to move you forward in a hurry. Still takes a lot of time, but it's really fast compared to not doing it at all, which will end up being, you're going to be moving super slow, if at all. So I know, I'm pretty sure you want to be more just like I do. And in your mind, you may not truly believe you can do whatever it is you want to do. And I'm not asking you to do that if you have doubts. But can you at least agree with me that it's possible? It's possible for you to do what you want to do. It's possible. There's somebody out there doing it. And it may be possible related to something that's never been done. People are out there doing things every day that's never been done. So I'm challenging you to go to a different level, a level you may not even be able to see right now. And I'm trying to do the same thing myself. That's why I read every single day. Because I'm trying to get to the next level and beyond, just like I'm trying to encourage you to do. Maybe you want to be more effective where you are. It's possible. Maybe you want to steadily climb the corporate ladder. That's possible. Maybe you want to lead the company where you're at. That's possible too. Or maybe you want to own your own business. That's possible. But the key to high impact leadership is character development. Character development is the foundation, because see, personal development is the foundation for leadership development. And character development is really the foundation of personal development, along with your competency. And I would say, you know, I haven't shared with you, but on this series, but I talk about it and get into it a little bit later, but I'll plug it right here now. 87% of your results, based on research studies from Stanford and Harvard, 87% of your results, your influence, will be based on your character. Only 13% of what you accomplish in life and your influence is based on your competency. You absolutely have to have competency. But your character is going to maximize and multiply your competency, or either it's going to minimize it. So your character is going to maximize or minimize your competency, who you are as a person. So moral authority, your character will always leverage your formal authority. What I'm saying there is, the more you grow and develop your character, it's going to allow you to get more out of your formal authority position. When you'll set that formal authority position to the side and lead with high impact leadership principles, it's going to give you a level of influence that I couldn't get if I walked into the company as a consultant. I could lead and I can influence, but if you'll lead and influence the same way that I'm trying to lead and influence, and you have a position, you're going to get more influence, because everyone knows you have a position. You could lead with the iron fist. You could work from a position of formal authority, control, power, and you have that ability. See, I wouldn't have that ability as a consultant. I have to lead it. I have to be a high impact leader to get results. Someone with a position does not have to. So when they set it aside, they're leveraging the fact that they're setting it aside and choosing to become a high impact leader, choosing to build relationships, because they don't have to. So that gives them a higher level of influence purely because of that. So I'm going to leave you with a quote from Benis and Nanis. And it says, it is the capacity to develop and improve themselves that distinguishes leaders from followers. And in my words, he's talking about what distinguishes high impact leaders from followers. Because remember, we're all leaders, we're all followers, we're all managers. But the key is getting it right, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason, in the right way. So think about that. Talk to you next Friday. Hope you have a great day.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.